for meetings, but if the Capitol bill thing, do we need that or this? Did you get one of these?
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay.
But I think we got it before.
Yes, but you guys, someone said that they didn't want a copy or something along those lines, so we just didn't know whose this was.
What? Is this actually, this hasn't been formalized yet, has it?
No, I think you guys are supposed to talk about it. What are we supposed to talk about? Just what you guys are going to do to be
hammed in. It's not formalized yet, right? They're still looking at it.
I thought this was in the hands of the prosecutor and we were waiting on him.
Yeah, it's just old business, but we didn't know if somebody left their copy here or not, because there was just that one left.
You found this lying here?
Well, it was after the last meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just didn't know if one of you didn't have it.
We don't really need this.
We don't need that.
I really like
it. Keep her organized.
No, I really, I'm a big fan of that.
Did you tell her about this?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I brought this.
Yes.
So I asked Christy, though, because she is way more knowledgeable in NOPEC than I am. And this is the $1,000 grant one.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. She logged
out. They just will keep emailing you until you go through it. I haven't gone through it yet.
We have it all filled out.
Yeah, we're
and
going to go through it.
We will file it by the end of this.
We don't have to file it till the end of April, but yes. It's for township.
This is something completely different. Did you read this?
Yeah, we did.
This
and
is
then,
for non-profit solicitors. We have something saying we don't want people bothering here. This is a different thing.
Oh. Well, we logged on thinking it was for your scholarship.
No, this is about this, the Do Not Not program.
Oh, well, then I don't know anything about that.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Do we want to do this?
You thought,
no.
Or we thought it was for this community.
I cannot even get words out, evidently.
No. I know we're all set. We did that already.
Okay. That's why when I was like, I don't know which grant.
We did not get this email, so that's.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
That's not I'm the only one who got it.
I was like, I don't know what this grant is. Me, yeah.
I was like, I don't. Yeah, and I said, I don't know what this grant is. Can you look it up?
Let's
put it underneath.
And I don't think it's a grant, I think it's a program.
Well, I was hoping it was going to be big enough squares. I was going to take it home.
Where's the chief? I thought he was talking to me.
There he is.
So, okay, that's what I was looking for. Where does it say that? Because it's not in there.
Yeah, because I emailed it back to you. I took a screenshot too. I didn't know. Sorry.
Yeah, does he?
So, yeah, I don't know why it says police. That was on the second. So it was on the second page.
And did we send this back to them saying, why does it say police?
Well, I
doesn't
didn't,
say police.
I wanted to ask Christy if you had sent it back to her.
She wasn't in yet. She sent it. She must have sent it to me as soon as she got it this morning. So and I looked at it and I'm like, why does it say police? So I just emailed her back.
Starting as police department now.
I guess it says everything under it says fire.
I want to know where the golden goose is. No, I read through this thing three times and I'm like, it doesn't say police anywhere.
Yeah.
Except
just,
there.
Just the big bull letter.
Yeah, that one.
I hadn't even looked at it. I was trying to take care of a few things.
She's looking into this.
Who would be the one to respond?
I can respond to Dante tomorrow.
On the listing?
Did you send that to Dante?
And when you called down there?
I didn't see anything.
Once you just leave the message, I reached out to my realtor.
Who what? The 6 acres over here?
So,
which all of it, honestly.
You will follow up on that?
I will follow up.
Only three lots are listed. So, this corner lot,
this is not
center
I did not do that.
It's broken up like this, and he has a long driveway go to the center.
So, Christy, did I ask for this?
Oh, it's going to L? These were straight across.
Why is this on
Somebody came in.
And then the other one. They give it an entrance off of 86.
I thought this was straight across. These two are straight across, and then in the back, there's two here, and then there's a driveway that goes all the way back to the center.
Is this something we don't know? Has he talked to somebody?
Still have it.
I sent an email at his request to the prosecutor, and I have not heard back. Okay, I have his cell phone.
Sorry.
I will call him tomorrow.
There it is.
On his cell phone. He said I could, and I
will. There goes.
I don't know.
No, it is.
It was just a request.
I thought it was straight across. I missed that line. I was looking at this one.
I need a tissue.
But this is the weird one.
Mine.
We have 30 seconds, guys.
Whew.
It's all in my school. No. Trying to do something with these.
Okay.
Because when this is probably
Chief, Lexi will call them tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
so you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Yeah, so Rich, we should look at those too.
Are you sure we want to talk about this publicly right now? Because we haven't heard from our prosecutor yet.
I don't care about the prosecutor.
Do we want to talk about this publicly is what I'm asking.
Probably get a phone call.
Get some answers
at some point tonight about this.
And if you want to, we can.
Yeah,
we're in.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would say at least discuss it.
Let's call the meeting to order. We'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us this evening. Did somebody turn these on? Good. Before we begin, I would just like to say that we 100% welcome your comment and participation in our discussions, but for the sake of order, we would appreciate it if you would raise your hand and wait to be recognized before you speak. That's all. That's what we were looking for, yeah? All righty. I'm not aware of any guests that we have today, so we will start with correspondence.
I actually forgot to bring this up last meeting, so I apologize for that. But we did get an email from Sean Parker. He was wondering if the trustees would be okay if he could bring...
Who is Sean Parker? I'm sorry, who is Sean Parker?
Well, he is on the BZA, but he's just a community member in this regard. But he's asking if the Boy Scout troop 62, who is made up mostly of Leroy kids, they would like to do a fundraiser for donations. The event would be a box truck where they would fill it with donations for Goodwill. They're wondering if they could use the community center parking lot to do this. It would take up minimal space, and they're hoping to do it shortly after the spring garage sale in case anyone has anything that they don't want and don't get rid of, that they could donate it there from about 8 to noon. And they're just, he's just wondering if he has approval or permission to use a parking area somewhere here.
I don't see a problem with it, no.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When you do that, then you open the door to having to let other people do things also. That's all I'm saying. I don't have a problem with it either. I'm assuming our liability insurance will cover if anything happens.
Yes.
Do we need to take an action, or do we just...
That's just... I told him that I would... He does not have a date. He said that he would be happy to talk to any of you if you had it, and I told him that I would bring it to your attention last week, and we had so much correspondence, it got lost in my papers, and so I apologized to him and told him that I would definitely tell you guys about it. Today, and I can even give you guys his email if one of you would like to contact him directly.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
It rolls downhill and I'm at the bottom. Leslie, yes?
What about if he doesn't get it all full at that time, if he wants to do it at our event? Because they did that at our event last year, the birthright, Lady Danielle Breach. She brought her car and we stuffed her Jeep and it was full, over full. So is that something that maybe he would be interested in if he doesn't get it full or wants to do it again? It's just a thought.
When you say event,
she means the big party. I'll ask him when I call him.
Got it.
Okie doke. The other thing, I received an email from NOPEC about a program called the Do Not Knock program. It says, recent updates to the Do Not Knock program legislation makes it easier for townships to adopt the program, protecting residents from unwanted or for-profit door-to-door solicitation. Once a township passes the resolution, residents can voluntarily add their address to a registry that for-profit solicitors are no longer able to go to. NOPEC maintains the registry, resident signups, and providing do-not-knock window clings at no cost to the community. This proven program helps reduce aggressive solicitation while giving residents greater peace of mind at home. If we're interested in participating, we just need to reach out to someone at NOPEC. How do we feel about that?
I don't see any problem with it if somebody wants to go ahead with it.
I know last summer on the Leroy Facebook page, there was quite a bit of going back and forth about people knocking on doors and people feeling bothered by that. If you want, I can reach out and just find out what would be next step.
Let's get some more information and find out what the people want.
If you hate it, say so. I will contact her and learn more and follow up. All righty. At this time, I move that we approve the minutes from February 24th. Is there a second?
I'll second. No. Go ahead.
I'll second it.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Campbell?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
Fiscal Office?
If you guys would make a motion for the bills.
I will make the motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
The other thing that we have is the NOPEC grant that we did bring up last time. We got $5,059. The last board had voted to put this toward the sign that is hopefully going to be going in soon. We have to pass a resolution stating what we are using it for. Last year's money did also go toward the sign. So we know it is an approved project and shouldn't have any issue there.
And the only reason we didn't do it last week is I hadn't had a chance to review it ahead of time, and now I have. And so I move that we approve Resolution 2613, Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council Energized Community Grant Program. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
The only other thing from our office is really just to, I guess, let people know in case you are driving and you see that a light or a street light by the roundabout is out. We went on to pay our monthly bill, and on there, for that bill, it said that service had ended on January 26th of this year. We reached out to our rep at CEI to ask them why. And they said somebody from 12868 Painesville Business LLC had made the call and asked for it to be turned off. So I'm not real sure. The bill is in Leroy Township Trustee's name, but we are trying to get to the bottom of it.
Somebody didn't like the light and they said okay.
I don't really understand. I have lots of different information that we're trying to weed through. But you said it was out when you passed it?
Well, today I went to the roundabout to look, and the one light on the northwest corner was on, but the one on Leroy Center, just this side of the roundabout, was out. I'm assuming that's the one, but I don't know for sure without looking at the...
Well, we do have the pole number now and the meter number, so we are going to do some more investigative work and find out why this is the thing that
I'm... Can we move this to there? I might be able to hear you.
No, I turned it down.
Why would you do that?
Because when I tapped it, it was so loud.
It's not. Nobody can hear you.
That's a good thing.
And the things you say are so important. People need to hear them.
That's so much
so
better.
If anyone sees that the light is out, we are aware. We don't know why. I don't even know what business that is, but we are trying to get to the bottom of it.
And that'll be good, because I got a call from Chuck Klo a little while ago pointing out that more than one of our lights is out and that typically we do need to let them know. So once we find out the process...
Yes, I did also ask Wendy. Her name is Wendy with CEI. And I did ask her just to send me an email stating the proper ways and how to report streetlights so that anybody, we can just kind of have it on our website. And it might already be there at one point, but it might have come down. But we are also going to get that.
I'm not even sure which ones are ours. So that would be good to know if they can give us a list.
We do have that.
We have the list?
Yeah, I can make you a copy of that.
No, I just want to make sure we're not messing around with somebody else's light. or paying for it.
Correct.
So, all right.
That's all I have.
Fire department chief, you have a report?
Yeah, we have 111 calls for year to date. We did 47 for the month of February. 9 fire, 28 EMS, 5 hazardous conditions, 2 service calls, 1 good intent, 2 false alarms. Our new smoke detector program is up and running. We partner with the Red Cross. There's no cost to the township. And we've already had the request for installs. We announced your levy on Facebook yesterday. We'll begin some public meeting days together. One of them is going to be the pancake breakfast. We'll come up with another date. So, and then our pancake breakfast is on April 26th, from 9 to 12:30. And that's all we're going so far for this month.
Thank you, Chief. Do you have anything else for fire?
No.
All right. Roads, Mr. Gregg.
Let's start with a discussion on hiring a road employee. We've had 3 applicants. The one I am recommending is Alan Oblazinski. He has 10 years of experience with the state, has worked with Painesville Township, and he lives here in Leroy, right on 86. And he has a CDL, he has plowed, he has done a lot of the work. And I think we should go with him.
Did you want to do that this evening?
I would like to.
Make a motion.
I make a motion that we hire Al Oblazinski as a full-time road department employee.
With a 6-month probation?
Yes, with reviews of 30, 60, and 90 days.
Perfect. Okay. I'll second.
Linda Burhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye. Also on roads, we started patching yesterday. Rick was out patching potholes on Proctor. We moved down to Jennings today. That I don't know if anybody goes down Jennings or lives on Jennings. There's a place you could lose a car. And so on Proctor, all we did was cold patch the holes, potholes. This one, Rick dug out and got down to the clay base and then put in the big ones and twos and then put gravel on top of it. So we are working. Things are going to change a little bit on your roads. So if you're driving down the road and there was a hole there and now they're going to be dug out, they're going to have base put down and they're going to have gravel on top. We are going to leave them like that for a while so that the buses, the garbage trucks, and you people can run over them, pack them down. We'll keep, if there's potholes that develop, we will come out and put stone on to keep the potholes out. And then once the weather breaks, May, June in Northeast Ohio, we plan on coming back, digging out a little, putting some asphalt in there so we have a base on some roads. Instead of just going over them with chip and tar, we are looking to fix them properly.
Good news. Thank you. Anything else for roads?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Cemeteries?
No, I don't really have anything.
Alrighty, I don't have anything for parks. Noelle, do we have anything for zoning?
We had one permit for an addition to a main dwelling at 14170 Radcliffe Road. It was a 468 square foot addition. Also an update, since my report was sent to you, I did talk to the land bank and I talked to the fire chief this evening trying to progress our steps forward regarding the demolition of the subway building. So the chief is going to check on something for me and I'm still working on that more.
So did you actually talk to somebody?
I talked with Linda at the land bank.
How did she react? Was it like, yeah, we can hardly wait to tear that down?
Yes.
You're not kidding, right? You mean it. She really was anxious to tear it down, right? Thank you. Good job, Noelle. I appreciate it. I guess we can just kind of skip to the old business.
Nope.
We cannot skip to the old business.
Facilities.
Well, I haven't got anything right now. Or there'd be something there.
The pad.
Yeah, that's later.
Oh, okay.
It's right under old business.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
All right, the video editing software. Who wants to address this?
That was supposed to be me.
I talked to Jeremy last week. The video editing software that he has for you guys does do closed captioning as well as YouTube, so it should work perfectly on YouTube.
It was my understanding that you worked with him to find a way so it's not coming in threes anymore, and that YouTube does closed captioning. We know not very well, but it does do it.
Well, yeah, I'm meeting with our webmaster on Friday, so we'll be setting up a program here to go down through each step.
Okay.
The software does closed captioning as well, you said.
Well, YouTube is free. So do we want to buy software, or do we need to buy software?
The software was to bring it into one.
Right.
And, well, and not only that, we started a few minutes early and a few minutes late, so he's going to have to cut it and make sure it fits into a certain, and sometimes you have to take it down a couple. Eric, I don't know the word. But
you might have to trim it or change the resolution to control file size.
To make it fit on the website, because we have a free website, so we can't really put big files on there. So it's definitely something we need to do. I don't understand, but he explained it to me that we need something.
Well, I'll talk about it with Jeremy on Friday, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Which best way to go?
Could we have this follow up at the next meeting? Because then he'll have had a chance to look into it more.
Yep.
So we're not doing anything on this tonight.
No.
Okay.
We were trying to find out if there was a package we could buy that would do both.
Right.
I'll add it for old business on the 17th, and they will have met by then.
Right. Thank you. The capital bill update, I submitted two requests and heard back that the restroom is not going to qualify. And I kind of knew that, but I thought, maybe they wouldn't pay that much attention. And yeah, no, they did. So, but they went ahead and put in the request for money for the trail at Leroy School, and we'll see how that goes. But that's where that stands. So we kind of struck out with CDBG for the restroom, and we struck out with capital bill for the restroom. So I'll keep looking, and we'll hope for the best. I feel like it's close to not responsible to not have a proper restroom facility for our employees. So we'll keep looking. Okay, the ball field pavilion concrete update.
Okay, so I have a basic thing of what we want to spec on this, and I want to get your opinion. I want to put the removing a concrete pad as a separate line item as an extra. If we have time to do it, you know, we'll see how we're doing with the roads. We'll take it out and save some money. If we don't, then we'll have them do it. And they will put that concrete, broken concrete, down farther down there where all the other stuff is dumped that's been dumped before. Okay,
okay.
In between the ball diamonds.
So we can't come up with anything better to do with it?
I was hoping it was in big enough pieces. I was going to take it home and put it outside my barn.
No, you're not. You can't do that.
My cows could walk out.
No.
But I didn't know if that was, first of all, legal, but
it's very, that would look very bad for you. You should not do that.
Okay. So I have place and compact number 57 limestone, minimum of 4 inches. Pour 24 by 36 foot plus or minus a 4-inch pad under the pavilion, 6-sack concrete with number 10 wire mesh, a light broom finish so that it's not slippery when it gets wet, saw cut into sections, and then seal with a concrete sealer. Contractor is responsible to fill any damaged ruts, in parentheses, from trucks or other equipment with topsoil and level. Leroy Township will seed and straw those, and work to be completed by 6/10 of 26. That's 17 days. That'll give the concrete plenty of time to dry. Is there anything you want to add, delete? Any suggestions?
I do have $30,000 in the facilities budget if you want to use that money to pay for that. I think that would be an appropriate use. It shouldn't come out of road.
Yeah, it's not coming out of roads.
Right.
Should be
it's not coming out of
roads. If anything, it would be parks.
Yes.
Does Parks have any money?
Soft and
I don't think Parks has any money.
Anything running over there?
That's why.
We have to secure that area off so that nobody walks on it.
It's going to depend what the weather's like.
Okay.
You know, when they do go to pour.
Yeah.
If I put in there that they're going to have to buggy it in there, we're going to add to the cost rather than backing the truck up. But, you know, we may have to. If it's wet up until June 10th and in Northeast Ohio, it can be.
Would laying down plywood to drive on help at all?
Yeah, but you're still going to have to use buggies. I mean, there's a path there, but we would have to have, instead of driving a truck over there, you know, a concrete truck, they'd have to buggy it in. So, but it'll add to the expense, so just so you're aware.
It's time for us. Okay. It is what it is. Whatever works.
So.
I have been in touch with the Adams Services people for doing the seal coat of the walking path,
mm-hmm.
and reminded them again it needs to be done by May, and they are aware, so I think we're pretty high up on their list, hopefully.
Okay.
I'll circle back again. Be annoying.
All right. So I can take and
do
put
we,
this to bed?
Do we need to approve, would you say, the
yeah.
The specifications?
I would just say make a motion to approve that you're good with that bid going out.
The specifications.
The specs for the bid.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve the specs for the bid for concrete under the pavilion.
And put it out for bid.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
All right. Under new business, I guess this was something you asked to have.
I think everyone knows that that property across the road from or drive here is up for sale. We tried a couple times to get it, but we failed. The main problem is half that road belongs to the other side. We can take it. That shouldn't be a problem, but it has to go to court. But we can take that property, that not the property itself, but the drive. But to do that, we most likely, I don't know if you talked to the engineer about it. Okay. What it looks like, we'd have to make that a dedicated road. And to do that, then you're going to lose your parking out there.
Well, what specifications do you have to meet for it to be a dedicated road?
Well, it's be our township road, not
okay.
a county road. But I'm sure it would have to be, I'm not positive, but I would think that it's going to have to be a dedicated road. Like I say, we can take that from what I understand because we maintained it over 25 years. So I think it's lost the time to how that ever happened. But I think what happened originally, my guess, that used to belong to Catholic Church, the Cleveland Diocese. And they were planning on putting a church there. And so I think they had made agreement between the township and them that it would be good to have that drive. And they split it. But they sold it a long time ago. And it hasn't been a real problem, but we knew it was going to happen at some point. And here's the point, you know, we're in trouble. And the other thing is, they've split this into five lots. I'd like to at least propose that we look at purchasing these first two, both for future and if that becomes a public highway, you're not going to be able to park the baseball people or anybody else. So I'm just saying, I think we ought to pursue at least looking at purchasing it. Last I knew, it would be those two parcels would be about 154, but I'm not positive.
If you guys could talk just a touch louder, not back here, I'm having a real hard time hearing.
I thought it turned it up.
I can barely hear him, and I'm right next to him.
I love having a walk up here.
Get in your steps.
Get closer. Don't you be aggravated.
Clip it to his lip.
Yeah, there we go.
Well. Richard, what am I going to do with you?
He said he wants us to consider buying the first two parcels and it would cost $154,000.
Approximately. We don't know for sure, but I'd like to at least talk to the realtor and see what we can do. I'm not saying purchase it right now. I'm just saying let's talk to the realtor and see what's
going on. Can we afford that and the school property too?
Please wait.
I know that we were having an issue with school property and maintenance.
Please wait, raise your hand and wait to be recognized.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. We're early days. We're just asking the question.
So,
we do have a request into the prosecutor about what our legal position is regarding the half of the road that we've been using, and I have not heard back from him. So I'll give him a call tomorrow again.
Okay, well, I'd like to at least inquire about it, because if once it's gone, it's gone. We'll never get it. And the township has no expansion here. We tried twice to get that, failed. Yes?
Go ahead.
How many acres is in a parcel?
The whole thing is about 20 acres.
These two parcels, I think, I'm not sure for sure.
One of them is over six.
Yeah, I think it would be about 8 or 9 acres.
What makes them so valuable?
That's what it's going for now. Property around here, there's a piece over here, 20 acres, that's pretty much useless. They want $400,000 for it.
Well, wanting it and getting it are two different things.
I know that, but that's what's going on.
My biggest fear is this. If we get it and we can't afford the school property, then what? Then we got to sell stuff off again.
What makes you think we can't afford the school property?
This is what we talked about last month, Rich, when we talked about the school property and how much the maintenance was and how we could barely afford it.
What maintenance?
We mow it.
I'm just bringing it up, that's all.
Yeah, the only maintenance we have, Joe, is the mowing of it. We had looked earlier, you know, about somebody putting soccer fields in, and then you have to expand the parking and you know,
insurance,
level things out. And yeah, there's a lot more. To keep the property as it is right now, it's just mowing, so.
But it's also not being used for anything.
Right.
Which is kind of sad.
It was a very bad decision not to use that property.
Well, here we are.
I know.
So, I don't have any objection to you asking about it, but I personally don't have any interest in buying more property right now, unless there's some way that we know that we can do something with it or have a plan. That is my personal view. I'm open to other positions,
okay.
But we can certainly ask the question.
I think if you can pick up some property right next to here, we should look into it, but at least get some numbers.
I'm looking for the future. It's not something I need right this moment, or we may before sooner than later. But once the property is gone, this is like the metro parks. Yeah, you don't like them. I know I don't like them either. But they have the mindset that if they don't get it when it's available, when people move out here and they want to park, if they didn't buy that property, it's gone, there's no park.
Why
so
do you think
you
we need two parcels?
What's that?
The one parcel is over 6 acres. Wouldn't that be enough?
Well, I don't know.
I think the great idea is what Rich is saying, is buy the whole thing.
Well,
okay. In the perfect world, that would be the right thing to do.
But it's now, we missed out at $225,000. It's now $386,000. So.
I don't think it's worth it.
Well, yeah, asking price is one thing, right? But.
Go ahead.
It won't get cheaper. No, 10 years from now, but if it's still around, it's going to be more. So.
No, either it won't be cheaper or you won't be able to get it at all. So.
Go ahead, Chief.
As far as the plan, we do need property for a new fire station eventually. This building has exceeded its life. We're stuck in it for right now, but we're in the prime location. We've done studies. We've done two studies over the last 20 years.
Stand up, Mike, so everybody sees you.
When they looked at doing the school property for fire department, we did the study again. And my fear is moving us from here to like the school property, it takes us away from 90, it takes us away from the majority of our calls.
Where you need to be.
So, yeah, the township could eventually use that property. It might not be in my lifetime here, but when it is gone, it's gone. And
we do need a new fire station. My five-year plan was to start working on plans for a new fire station. Well, maybe a seven-year plan now because of where we're at with money, but there is a use for it, and there's also a use for the parks. You know, we don't have a park. It's very dangerous how we park cars over there with kids running across, and I know we make it one way, but you know, I've watched kids and people driving for 24 years on this, and I'm shocked that we haven't hit somebody because no one pays attention. People go the wrong way even when it is a one way. So I think it would be beneficial to the township, to the parks, to the fire department, that if we could somehow get it all, it'd be great. The first two parcels, 9 acres is a little bit too much for a fire station. 6 acres is probably where we need to be. So, but the way they have it divided up is probably about 9. So I think it would be a benefit to the township because, like Rich said, once it's gone, and we're not going to have anywhere to go when we do eventually find a way to build a fire station.
Anybody else? Anything else?
Is buying those based on taking the road by eminent domain? Buying the
new well, it's going. We're going to have to do something. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We
if
have
you look
to.
Look down at 86. The marker
it's
is
almost
2 foot from the edge of the road.
It is.
And that means you lose the entire access to 86.
Well, we're confident that we can get the.
Either, so.
Get the property, you know, as far as even if it's a permanent easement or something. But most likely, this will have to be a permanent or a dedicated road. So I'm sure we can get it, but I don't know, and we need to talk to a realtor, what do they have in deeds? Have they told the people that it might be inquiring, do they know that part of it is on the road? I mean, it'd be really nice if somebody just decided that, well, they'll buy it, and I'm going to put a fence right down the middle of the road. I mean, legally, they could probably do it until we took it to court.
That was the only thing the engineer did say, is we have had been using it for so long, you could, what's the...
There's a thing for it, but I don't think public... agencies can use that, only private people can, because I've been studying it. It's okay. Called right. Adverse possession.
Right.
And if it was you, you could, but because it's us, we probably can't. But we have to get that confirmed by the prosecutor.
I'm pretty sure we can.
By eminent domain, people. Yes, probably not by adverse possession.
No, some way.
Yes. And if people hate eminent domain, so I would really hesitate to use that. Yeah.
So what do we do with the...
I know, what do we do? I'm surprised the homeowner has, or the property owner hasn't approached us. Like,
so
hey...
I am too.
How does he think somebody's going to buy something and that... I wouldn't buy it.
Well, that's why I wanted to find out too, was
what can we
realtors
do?
Are telling people.
So are you going to call him?
Oh, check it out.
And I will call the engineer too, if it, you don't mind, just to ask about what the deal is on a dedicated road, because I know that I think that has to go through the commissioners to have a road become
sure.
a dedicated road. So, all right.
One more question: does the fire department apply for grants for property? And
no.
Can they?
No.
No.
No. Not
okay.
Grants for buildings and property or far and few between.
Okay, it was a thought.
There are some other things that we can look at. Let's just take a step, see what the step looks like, and go from there. Okay? Yes.
I keep hearing about the school property. I don't know a lot about it, but which is more valuable, school property or this property?
To us, probably this. That would.
To us, it'd be this. And my thoughts are, do we take the school property and sell it? I don't know what the zoning is there. Isn't there commercial right at that corner? Doesn't George own commercial?
The school isn't, though.
The school is residential?
It would be.
R2.
Good.
It's about 16 acres.
With a lot of wetland in there.
Right. The lower side is wetlands. But I mean, do you look at it and change the zoning and have a little commercial strip there? I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You can't spot zone, according to the ORC. It has to be contiguous.
Right, but isn't George's at the corner commercial?
No, he is not.
Okay.
Not on this side.
Yeah, the northwest corner?
No, it's not residential.
Okay.
I thought it was.
I thought it was commercial, too. Okay.
Well, since you opened the can of worms, I kind of agree with you. I feel like we're not in a position to take care of this school property or really develop it or use it for anything, and it's just kind of sitting there. On the other hand, if you sell it to a developer, will people come and hurt us with torches and pitchforks and ropes? I mean,
probably.
How is the community going to react to that? I mean, we need to put it out there. Your point is well taken. If we can't have both,
well, it's the same.
We got to pick one.
Why can't we have both?
Because we can't afford it, Rich.
I don't think you can afford not to. I'm looking for the future. I don't care about today. 40 years from now, and we're not going to be here to see it, but the township is going to grow. There's no way around it. It's going to grow, and they're going to want things. If you don't have the property, we can't give it to them.
And that's where the school property came in. Why we never built the garage there, I'll never understand.
The garage is a different story on where it sits. It kind of has to stay where it's at.
Kind of.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, bad history.
All right, I think we're done with this for now.
What's township sheds?
I'm sorry?
What is township sheds?
I was out walking on the trail the other day, and I noticed that the sheds that we own out there are in pretty rough shape. But I do think they are repairable, but they need to be repaired. And so I just want to bring that to attention. There's some kind of junk piled in between them. I think we need to clean it up, and we need to... I'm sorry? I don't know.
Is there anybody from softball here? I thought there was talk about working on those sheds.
We've been trying to get them either patched up or a new steel building, something put in their place. The one is definitely falling down a little bit. The roof is leaking and it's shifting. The other one's not in too horrible a shape, but there is stuff still in between them that does need cleaned out.
Okay, I'm happy to help with that. I like to paint. I'd be happy to help with painting.
Okay.
If we're just gonna spruce them up, do
I
a
mean,
roof.
For the moment, until we get other options out there and are able to do that, we definitely need to maintain them better.
Okay, because we're gonna have a party. Clean the house when you're gonna have the party. Okay, that was that.
I think that those barrels that are stacked there.
There was a roll of fencing, and there's just a bunch of junk kind of in between.
The barrels were always the garbage cans, if I'm not mistaken. But now that Major donates the totes, I just don't know if they knew what to do with the barrels, and so I think that just kind of became a catch-all as things.
Okay.
So I don't really know if a lot of it's being actually used or not.
Okay.
As far as the barrels that were up there, I had intentions of cutting them up with a sawzall and throwing them in the dumpster. And I already talked to Majors about it, and they were all for it.
Okay, thank you. Health District Advisory meeting I went to last night, and the main thing there is the Health Department has an advisory council, and it's composed of representatives from various political subdivisions around the county. And the purpose was basically to review and approve their budget, and it was pretty much a, where's the rubber stamp so I can rubber stamp it?
Dog and pony show.
But I brought this so you guys could look at what...
Where they're spending the money.
A lot of money, like $10 million. And ours goes up and up. From 2018 till now, it's gone from $43,000 to $58,000. And I wanted to say, what are we getting for that? But... we were there for 10 minutes. We were in and out. So, and I'm a newbie. So, anyway, you can take a look at that at your leisure. that's set for the upcoming year.
I was going to say, does that have 26's number?
Yes, 27's, yes.
Thank you.
It's not going up. It's actually going down by $300. So it's like 58 and change, same as this year.
Wonderful.
So, all right. Is there anything else from the audience? Anything you want to talk about, ask about, complain about? All the things.
Everybody's
I would like to thank the young man from the fire department who put together the shelves for me. Is he here?
No.
He's on the other side.
He's on the other side.
Please tell him how grateful I am. I actually hurt myself yesterday shifting those things around because they were so heavy. So very, very grateful. We're going to get it tidied up there. Yes, sir.
What's going on with the water line over at the township garage?
Nothing that I know of. Is something going on
with
it?
Water line? The one coming out of the building.
The drain?
Yeah, the drain and all that. I see. I noticed the side of the building is still wet.
Yeah, it's wet. The drain from the sink and the washer came out and ran down the side of the building.
That I never understood, but...
The drain came out of the side of the building, ran down the outside of the building, and dropped into the 4-inch drain that goes into the other drain that goes to the road. Naturally, when it got to zero or below freezing for 19 days, that froze. And so they ended up washing their dirty stuff and came in and had water sitting in our parts room. And so Rick took and broke the concrete, ran the water line inside, the drain line inside where it made sense, and went back. And so he had to go in that weather and dig that out. And so that's what's going on. We have to finish it, but that's why it's like that.
I watch it close, believe me.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyone else?
All right, our next meeting is the 17th. And I move we adjourn.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Linda Berhoney?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. I'm not sure what needs to happen with this.
I can just hold on to it.
Okay.
If that works.
Yep.
And then
you go there.
Oh, you're good.
This is what it is.
You're good.
You can't. You have no say-so already.
What do they do for?
Thank you for all your input.
Yeah, yeah. How much is the software?
$200.
Is that a one-time purchase or a yearly subscription?
They said it's not a yearly subscription.
That's cheap. I mean, it's kind of like...
Studio, have you ever heard of them?
No. I mean, there's so many of them, but like, I know what you're saying, like, YouTube's free, but like, her point was, say it ran long, like, say they didn't go over and shut off right away, you don't want to upload 10 minutes of this
right
now.
Well,
so it is like a flashlight, like having the tool.
States says you have to have.
It's not very much money.
No, that's not much money at all. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you're like, this
your
is still going.
That should probably be turned off, huh?
And
this. And,